Well, good morning. So good to see everybody.
大家早，很高兴看到大家。
I'm going to have a translator. This way. Okay. I thought it was Hank today. That's what confused me. Oh, just a second. Did anybody watch the rocket go up last night?
昨天晚上有人看火箭发射吗？
Okay, 3:30 in the morning, it went, and you know, when you live in this area, that's very special. You don't get to see that many places, so.
但是凌晨三点半有火箭发射，我们住在这里是很有这个福分，可以看到这些很特别的事情。
You can take advantage of that since you live here.
所以啊，以后有机会，大家可以好好的找有这个机会就去看。
Just trying to figure out which way I'm going here. Is this forward?
Forward, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you might remember, some of you anyway, before we moved here, is this the microphone okay?
Okay, so. 大家也许记得在我们搬到这个新的教堂之前呢。
Yeah, we used to meet on the FIT campus in the classroom there.
我们都是在 FIT 的教室里头来聚会。
And at that time, just before we moved, I was going through the book of Acts, and we got partway through.
在我们搬来之前呢，我们正在讲解《使徒行传》，大概讲到了一半。
Now, there's only one non-Jewish writer in the whole Bible. Do you know who that non-Jewish writer is?
在整本圣经当中，就只有一个非犹太人的作者。你知道这个作者是谁吗？
Luke.
Yeah, he's the only one. There are about 40 different authors in the Bible.
所以是路加，在40多个圣经的作者当中，路加是唯一的非犹太人。
There are 66 books in the whole Bible, and about 1,500 years to write the Bible.
圣经总共有66本书，写作的时间长达1500年。
In all that, only one writer is not a Jew.
在这些书当中就只有一个非犹太人的作者，就是路克，就是路加。
Yeah, Jesus said salvation is from the Jews.
所以耶稣说救恩是从犹太人而来。
Now Luke, as the writer of the book of Acts, he is with a Jew.
路加医生他是使徒行传的作者，他是与犹太人在一起。
And he's going to tell us his story.
他要告诉我们他的故事。
So, it's finally time for us to continue. Let me see if I have the right slide here. Okay, we're going to continue in the book of Acts in chapter 17.
所以我们要回到《使徒行传》啊，我们今天要讲第17章。
So we're catching up with Luke's companion, actually, is the Apostle Paul.
我们知道路加医生他其实是使徒保罗的伙伴。
Yeah, and he's about halfway through his, let's see if I have it here. Yeah, halfway through his missionary, his second missionary journey.
这事情是发生在保罗第二次宣道的旅程当中。
So here's Jerusalem down here, Israel.
大家看到耶路撒冷是在下方。
That's where it all starts.
这是一切事情开始的地方。
That's also where it all is going to end.
这也是这个世界末了时候要结束的是地点。
After Jesus is resurrected and the Holy Spirit comes, the church really moves up to Antioch as its home base.
当耶稣复活升天之后，圣灵降临，后来这个教会的重心是慢慢往北移到了安提阿这个城市。
Mm-hmm. And so Paul, and the first missionary journey is Paul and Barnabas. They come to the island of Cyprus and travel around that way in the first missionary journey.
所以第一次宣道旅程是从安提阿出发，经过居比路岛，然后传到亚细亚。
Okay, so this is the second time Paul is traveling now, and he's traveling with Silas instead of Barnabas, you remember?
这是第二次的旅程，保罗是跟希拉同行。他第一次是跟巴拿巴同行。
Okay, and we went through this back at FIT, and we got all the way up to Philippi. That's where we left Paul at Philippi.
我们 在FIT 教室聚会的时候，我们是一直讲这个保罗的行程到了腓立比这个城市。
So today we'll get him as far as Athens.
所以我们今天要继续走到雅典这个城市。
Yeah. Now let's see. Some people call the book of Acts. They think it is the Acts of the Apostles.
我们称这本书叫做《使徒行传》。
And here are the 12 apostles.
这里是十二个使徒。
And some of these guys you probably never even heard of. Like here is a guy named Thaddeus.
这里大概有些使徒你可能都没有听过，像 Thaddeus.
Bartholomew.
巴德罗马。
So we don't know much about those apostles.
我们其实都不太清楚这些使徒是怎么样的。
Yeah. So probably not. The story of the 12 apostles here.
所以这个故事可能不是讲所有的这十二个使徒。
But in the book of Acts, primarily it's about these two apostles.
在这本书里头，主要是讲这两位使徒。
And the first part of the book of Acts primarily is focused on Peter.
第一部分就是前半部主要讲使徒彼得。
And then after about chapter 9, it really picks up and it's really talking a lot about the Apostle Paul.
在第九章之后就讲到使徒保罗。
So, these two guys, before they met the risen Christ, they were both of them pretty messed up.
在这两个人他们在遇见主耶稣基督之前呢，他们其实都是很糟糕的。
Just an example, before Peter met the risen Jesus, there was a time when a little servant girl asked him, Hey, aren't you one of his disciples?
在彼得遇见复活的主之前呢，大家还记得彼得曾经跟一个使女说，我不认得耶稣。
Peter was afraid. He was really cowardly. He said, I don't even know the man.
彼得在那个时候他就是一个懦夫。他不敢承认他认识耶稣。
He was afraid she would go to her authorities and say, "Hey, this is one of his disciples."
因为他怕人家跟大祭司讲说彼得是耶稣的门徒。
Yeah, that's before Peter met the risen Christ. He changes dramatically after that. In fact, after that, he will say to the Sanhedrin, the leaders of the Jews, "You crucified." The living God.
可是在当彼得遇见复活的耶稣之后，他已经可以大胆的到公会面前指责这些宗教的领袖，说是你们钉死了耶稣。
So a dramatic change in Peter.
这是彼得一个巨大的一个转变。
Dramatic change in Paul as well.
保罗也是有这样一个巨大的转变。
Before Paul met the risen Jesus Christ, he was persecuting the church, actually arresting and even killing Christians.
在保罗他遇见这个复活的主之前呢，他是逼迫教会的，他甚至杀害基督徒。
Okay, but after he meets the risen Christ, Paul is a new creation.
可是，在保罗遇见复活的主之后，他是一个新造的人。
So we're in the part of the book now we're going to focus on this man. He probably looked something like that. This is a mosaic that was made back in about 500 AD.
我们今天是要集中在讲使徒保罗的故事。这是一个马赛克的画，大概是主后500年左右。
You notice the Bible very rarely gives us physical descriptions of any people in the Bible.
其实在圣经里头很少对圣经的人物有具体的这个形态的描写。
I'm a very visual person. I like to do things where I could see, like a picture. So when I see that, it somehow helps me to identify, okay, that's Paul.
我是很注重这个感觉。视觉感官的，所以我很喜欢看这些图案，可以帮助我理解。
But the Bible almost never does that. It never gives you a physical description. We don't know eye color, hair color, skin color, nothing like that.
但是圣经其实对 圣经人物的这个形态的并没有很多了解描写，比如说他是皮肤什么颜色，头发什么颜色。
Now Luke, when he wrote both of his books, the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts, he addresses the book to a particular man.
当路加他写使徒行传，然后他也写了路加福音，他是为了一个人所写的。
It's a man by the name of Theophilus.
这个人叫做提亚菲罗。
And Luke addresses him with a title. He says, most honorable, or your excellency, like that.
这个路加他给这个提亚菲罗一个很高的头衔，说他是最尊贵的大人。
Okay, so Luke is specifically writing to this man, Theophilus.
所以路加是刻意的把这些写下来，是要给这个提亚菲罗大人。
Okay, so some scholars think that because he's doing that and the man has this title, that this could be like a legal brief that would go, so when Paul comes to trial, the defense attorney will have all this information about Paul.
所以有些学者认为呢，因为提亚菲罗有这样的一个头衔，所以所写作的使徒行传跟路加福音呢，可能是一种诉讼案情的一个摘要，可以帮助他在替保罗辩护的时候可以把它呈上。
Okay, I think that's a pretty reasonable idea. And when we get up into like chapter 25, we'll look at Paul's trial and what happens to him when he gets to Rome.
所以这是很合理的一个解释。我们在使徒行传25章可以看到保罗他受审判。
So, I'm just going to say, when we were back one chapter, I'll go back to chapter 16, Paul is traveling, let me see if I can just get the map one more time, and when they are here in Troas, Paul has a vision.
我们回到第16章，当保罗到了特洛亚这个地方。
If this is called the Macedonian vision, and Paul has a vision of a man in Macedonia, and he's saying, "Come over to Macedonia, help us."
我们称这一个是马其顿的意象，因为保罗他看在梦中遇到一个马其顿人，那个马其顿人跟他说，请到马其顿这里来帮助我们。
Okay, so Paul understood God wanted them to go that way, over into Europe.
所以保罗他就继续往西走，到了欧洲。
And that was God's intention for them to go that way.
这是神对他们的一个带领。
In fact, Paul had tried to go the other way, and God said, no, don't go that way.
所以原先保罗是想要往另外一个方向走，可是神说不。
Now when they cross over, that's when Dr. Luke joins the group. Excuse me. When they get over here to Philippi, this is where, and this is Neapolis, the new city. But when they get to Philippi, here is where Dr. Luke joins the group. So you have Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke.
也就是在他们到了欧洲腓立比这个地方的时候，路加医生加入了这个团队，所以这个团队里头有保罗、希拉、提摩太跟路加。
Okay, it's there that they have their first convert to Christianity.
这是他们第一次把这个福音传到欧洲。
You remember the first convert to Christianity in Europe is this woman named Lydia, and she's a wealthy woman.
所以你知道在欧洲第一个归信基督的人是这个妇女叫吕迪亚，她是一个很富有的女人。
Paul tells her the gospel. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. She hears the gospel and she believes, and Paul baptizes her.
她听到了福音，圣经上说这个信道是从听道而来的，她听到福音就信了。
Okay, the next encounter they have, he's hoping to have another Lydia encounter, I think, but the next one is with a demon-possessed woman.
他原本想说也许第二个归信的人也会像吕迪亚一样，可是他第二个遇到的呢是一个被污鬼所附的女人。
And so as Paul and Silas are going around in Philippi trying to find people that they could talk with, this woman is saying, these men are servants of the Most High God who's telling you how to be saved.
当这个保罗跟希拉在腓立比城到处看看有没有人可以宣讲福音的时候，他们遇到这个被污鬼所附的女人。这个女人就说，这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。
It was a true statement.
这是一个事实的陈述。
The problem was, this was a demon, not a holy angel, and you're to be sure that the demon wasn't there to help Paul to spread the gospel.
可是说这话的其实是一个不洁的一个巫灵，他并不是圣洁的天使。
But this went on for a couple of days, and finally Paul turned to the woman and he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, come out of her."
这个事情就这样子烦扰了保罗他们好几天。后来保罗就说，我奉耶稣的名斥责你，让你出来。
It's an exorcism. He casts out the demon.
所以他把这个污鬼从这妇女的身上赶出来。
You would think that's a good thing.
你也许会觉得说，这应该是一件好事啊。
The owners of the slave girl didn't think it was a good thing.
可是对那个地方的人，他们并不觉得这是好事。
This is how they made their money.
这是这个女人她有一个主人，这个主人能够赚钱的途径就是靠着这个女人。
They get Paul and Silas arrested, and they have them. They're flogged, and they're beaten, and they're locked in the prison.
所以保罗就被他们抓起来，受了鞭打。
If the owners didn't care about the woman, they just cared about their money.
他们其实对这个女人的状态其实并不关心，他们只想到赚钱的事情。
I don't know if you can see them down there, it's awfully dark. If they're in the dungeon there and they're locked, and Paul and Silas are locked in the dungeon.
这是保罗跟希拉他们被关在这个黑暗的牢里。
Yeah, and the amazing thing is, when they're in there, they are singing, praising God.
可是他们在这个监牢里头，他们仍然是大声的唱歌赞美神。
As they're praising God, there's suddenly an earthquake, and all the chains and all the locks on all the doors break open, and all the prisoners are able to be free.
当他们高声赞美的时候，忽然有大的地震，那所有的这个监牢的门都打开了，所以所有的囚犯其实都有机会可以逃跑。
Now the jailer, this is the warden of the prison, and he came with his sword, but not to kill the prisoners. The problem was, in those days, if your prisoner escaped, you took the punishment. That's how serious it was. So he had a lot of prisoners, and he thought, I'm going to commit suicide.
这个看守囚犯的这个狱卒呢，他是拿着刀，可是呢，他并不是说要杀这些囚犯，他因为在当时的法律，如果在你看守之下有囚犯逃跑的话，你要受这个囚犯所受当受的刑罚，你就是死。
Okay, so Paul stopped him and he said, "No, no, no, we're all here. Don't harm yourself."
所以保罗阻止他说，你不要伤害你自己。
Okay, that's pretty much where we stopped back at FIT, right about there.
这大概是我们在 FIT 讲这个信息的时候所到达的这个地方。
Okay, all that is a little review, and I should say, so the jailer actually becomes a believer because of this experience.
我要强调一点，就是其实这个狱卒后来就归信了耶稣，就是因为他有这样一个经历。
And Paul baptizes the jailer and his whole family become believers.
保罗为这个狱卒施洗，而且为他们的全家施洗。
The next morning after this, the word comes from the magistrate, the authorities, that says, you know, You can let those guys go.
所以他这个狱卒后来就到这个公会面前跟他们跟这些宗教领袖讲说你们可以让这些人离开监狱。
Maybe the earthquake had given them some understanding, or maybe they realized, uh-oh, Paul is a Roman citizen, and we just beat him and imprisoned him without a trial.
这除了因为他们有这个地震的这样的经历之外，他们后来也发现说，糟糕，这个保罗他其实是个罗马公民，我们不可以这样子做。
That was illegal under the Roman law.
就是在罗马律法下是不合法的。
So, Paul said, hey, if they want us to come out of the prison, let them come here and escort us out publicly.
可是保罗就说，如果他们要放我们走的话，必须他们来这里，而且是公开的释放我们。
Yeah, and that would be a very good protection for the other Christians in the area so that the people would see, oh, the authorities are saying Paul is not a bad guy, he's a good guy actually, and we made a mistake, and so he's released.
所以这其实对其他的基督徒来说也是一种保护，因为如果这些宗教领袖就这样公开的说保罗其实是没有做错什么事情，那对其他的基督徒也是一个保护。
And you might remember of earlier on in the discussion of Peter in the early chapters, Peter also had a miraculous escape from prison.
如果大家记得，其实使徒彼得呢，他也有一个很奇妙的从监狱里头出来的一个经历。
So here is part of where Luke is trying to showYou know, here's Peter and here's Paul. And even though Paul was not one of the original 12, he is just as much an apostle as Peter.
所以路加呢在这里是想要表示说，虽然保罗他不是一开始耶稣所拣选的十二门徒之一，可是他的地位其实是跟使徒彼得是一样的。
You can see that would be good information for Theophilus to have if he's going to defend Paul at his trial.
所以这是对提阿非洛大人来说是一个很好的资料，他如果要为保罗辩护的话。
So Paul and Silas and Luke and Timothy, they leave Philippi and they're going to travel and they're going through a few towns and looking really for another Jewish synagogue.
所以保罗、希拉、提摩太他们这一行人，他们离开腓立比，他们到其他的地方去。
About 100 miles south, there's a synagogue in a place called Thessalonica.
所以大概离腓立比有100英里的这个地方，有一个城市叫做帖撒罗尼加。
And so they stay in Thessalonica for a while, and it doesn't take long for the people to realize, whoa, Paul is.Like a Hebrew scholar, here this man knows a lot.
他们在那边待了没多久，铁萨罗尼加的人就知道保罗是一个很有知识的一个学者。
So this is Paul's usual method of operating. He will first go to the Jewish synagogue and he'll speak there.
保罗传道的有一个模式，就是他会先到犹太人的会堂。
Paul had studied under.Gamaliel, the famous rabbi, and he was thoroughly trained in Jewish law, and he could speak to them in Hebrew and using the scriptures.
保罗其实他是一个非常有名的犹太教师加马列的学生，那他对律法非常的熟悉，他也可以跟犹太人讲解这些道理。
So you might see God has sovereignly prepared the way for Paul. Remember, he told him, go to Macedonia, go that direction, and he has placed people and synagogues in his path for him to make his path forward.
所以其实神就这样子主导，让保罗可以在各地的会堂能够传讲神的道。
Okay, in the synagogue there, Paul could speak to them using the scriptures, and he reasoned with them from the scriptures. They were familiar with these scriptures. They knew a Messiah had been promised. And Paul, it actually says in the text, proved to them Jesus is the Messiah.
保罗他可以用圣经的经文来跟他们讲解，因为他们是犹太人，就是犹太人也熟悉圣经。那保罗呢，就是用圣经与他们来辩论、讲解、证明，基督必须受害。
Okay, and the result was that some of the Jews were persuaded and believed.
所以有些犹太人他们就相信了。
But a large number of the Gentiles, now the Gentiles would come into the synagogue and they were God-fearing and they recognized that this Jewish God was something special.
可是也有一些近前的希腊人，他们来到会堂，他们也听了这个讯息。
Yeah. You might notice up here in the corner, you know what this is, this is where the ladies would sit, the women would not sit with the men.
大家可以注意到在左上方，这是有妇女坐的座位，因为那当时妇女跟男人是要分开的。
Aren't you happy we can all sit together today?
我们很高兴今天大家都可以坐在一起。
But a large number of the Gentiles believed.
有很多的希腊人他们就信了。
What happened was the Jews became jealous. They're like, hey, he's taking over our church. He's taking over our synagogue.
所以这个教在这个会堂的领袖就非常的嫉妒，说他们把我们的这个会众都抢走了。
It didn't matter if what Paul was saying was true. What mattered was we're losing our authority. We're losing our power.
他们其实所关心的是他们的权威，他们的权力被剥夺了。
So what will they do?
所以他们怎么做呢？
Well, they're very clever, so they go out into the city and they gather up all the bad guys and they have a whole bunch of thugs and people who will, if you pay them money, do what you want them to do. And they come and they harass Paul and they try to beat him up.
所以他们就到外面找了一些市井匪类，然后就是耸动全城的人，要制造麻烦，然后把责任归给保罗。
Yeah, so they'll cause trouble, and then they'll say it's Paul's fault.
所以他们制造了一些麻烦，然后说这是保罗的责任。
It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Stuff like that's going on today, I think, don't you?
其实，如果大家看看这个我们现在的一些新闻，我们发现也有很多这样的事情。
Anyway, they say, let me see, it says these men have caused trouble all over the world. That's not true. They are defying Caesar, saying there's another king, one called Jesus.
他们说这些人搅乱天下，其实这并不是真的。然后他们也说这些人违背该杀的命令，说另外有一个王。
So they're accusing Paul of like a political revolution.
所以他们把这个保罗的这些事情当作一个政治上的革命。
It's not true. Christianity is not a political revolution, but it is a spiritual revolution.
其实基督的信仰并不是一个政治的改革，而是一个灵性上面的一个革新。
It's a revolution in your heart.
这是我们心里面的一个更新。
Anyway, these Jews in the synagogue, they're so jealous, they do everything they can to ruin Paul and ruin his reputation.
所以就是因为他们非常嫉妒，所以他们一直在破坏保罗的名誉。
I give you a little American idiom, it's called discretion is the better part of valor. Ever heard that?
我想跟大家讲一个美国的谚语。谨慎行事是一个更好的勇气。
Basically,
大家有没有听过
？Basically, means just sometimes it's wiser just to leave rather than to fight.
所以他的意思就是说，有的时候呢，你最好的做法就是离开，而不是留下来在那边战斗。
Have you ever had a situation like that where you're in a difficult situation and you need to make a decision? Should we? Is this the hill we're going to die on, or are we going to fight here? Or should we just leave it alone?
所以在一个困难的一个情况当中，我们要做决定，是要留下来在这边战斗呢，还是我们要离开？
Okay, Paul decides, you know, let's move on.
所以保罗就决定他们要离开。
And so in the night, they leave and they go about 45 miles to the kind of southwest here. So we're going from Thessalonica, not very far, just over here to Berea.
所以保罗他们在夜间就从铁萨罗尼加到了大概45英里以外的这个比利亚这个地这个城市。
45 miles, I mean, for us, we could be there in, you know, an hour, right?
45英里对我们来讲开车一个钟头就到。
I'm not sure how long it took back in Paul's day, but they're probably walking.
可是在保罗那个时代他们用走的，我不知道他们要走多久。
And remember now, the Romans are in control and authority, and they have put Roman roads all over the place. So it was reasonable for them to travel on these roads.
我们知道这个地方是在罗马的管辖之下，那罗马政府他们造了很多的路，所以我想他们是在这个路上行走。
Also, if they were thieves or robbers, the Roman authorities were very strict, and if someone did that, they would be severely punished.
而且就算是有一些小偷或者是强盗，那在罗马政府的管理之下，这些小偷强盗需要受到很大的刑罚。
So again, you get a sense that God is preparing the way for the gospel to go out from Jerusalem and out into the world.
所以我们可以看到其实神已经安排了让这个福音可以从耶路撒冷一直传出去，借着这些罗马的道路。
That's God's will.
这是神他的心意。
Now, Luke tells us a wonderful thing about the Jews in the synagogue in Berea.
保罗对这个比尼亚的犹太人做了一些描述。
It says they were of more noble character than the Jews in Thessalonica.
所以他说在比尼亚的这些犹太人他们有更高尚的品格。
So what you see here is every day when they would go to their scripture, they would go to their Bible, of course they only had the Old Testament scripture, but they would check, is what Paul's saying, is it true?
他们每天会来这个研读圣经，在他们那个时候就只有旧约的圣经，可是他们研读要来看看保罗所说的到底是对还是不对。
Yeah, this is wonderful, and this is the same that God wants you to do. Just because somebody in the front says it doesn't mean it's true. You need to go and look in the scripture for yourself.
这是很好的事情，也是神要每一位都来做的，并不表示说在前面的人讲了什么就一定是对的。我们必须要回到圣经，看圣经是怎么说。
There's false teaching in the church, and you need to be very careful to check and make sure that what you are hearing is the truth.
其实是有一些虚假的教训，所以我们要来分辨我们所听到的到底是不是真的。
Okay, so if you only take one thing home from today, take this idea home, that God wants all of his children to be a serious student of his word.
所以如果我们今天回家只记得一个讯息的话，就是神愿意我们都成为他的话语的一个好的学生。
You study hard, it will greatly benefit your life.
我们好好的研读圣经，对我们的生命会很有帮助。
As it benefits you, then you can benefit other people.
当你受到祝福，你也可以来祝福别人。
Now in Berea, many of the Jews believe, not just a few.
在比利亚这个地方，就有很多的犹太人就信了。
Okay, so many Jews and many Gentiles. What a blessing for Paul. He's actually not just planting seeds, but he's already seen harvest.
所以保罗他不仅是撒种，他也收获很多人信主。
The problem is, Berea is too close to Thessalonica.
但是这个比利亚离这个铁撒罗尼加城太近了。
When the Jews in Thessalonica learn, oh, Paul's in Berea? They send a whole bunch of troublemakers there as well.
所以当在铁撒罗尼加的这些犹太人听到说，哎，保罗就在比尼亚，所以他就派了很多人去找他麻烦。
Stir up trouble for Paul.
所以他们为 让保罗挑起了更多的麻烦。
Yeah. So again, Paul has to make a choice. What will he do?
所以啊，这个啊，保罗必须做一个选择，所以他继续就他就离开了。
Okay, this time he's going to travel, but he's going to go a whole lot farther. And from Berea, he's going to go about 200 miles south, all the way down to Athens.
这次他走了比较远，从庇利亚到了雅典，大概有200英里。
And there it is.
这是啊，雅典。
Anybody ever been there?
有人去过吗？
Yeah, a couple of you.
有几个人。
It's a beautiful place.Up on the hill there is this thing called the Parthenon.
在
Oh, yeah.
这是很漂亮的地方，在上面有个神庙。
Is that in focus or is that kind of blurry? There's a big temple up here.
在上面有一个神庙。
Anyway, this is about 50 AD when Paul gets there. He's all by himself this time. Timothy and Luke and Silas did not come with him yet. They're going to come later. But Paul is in Athens by himself.
这是大概是主后50年左右。这一次呢，现在这个时候是保罗，他是一个人在那边。后来像希拉、提摩太跟路加才加入他到了雅典。
Now Athens in 50 AD, it's not at the height of its glory. The height of its glory was maybe 400 years earlier.
雅典在那个时候呢，其实并不是一个最繁华的城市。雅典最繁华的时候是大概是在这个时候的400年之前。
But Athens is still a very big city. It's a cultural city. Lots of people, lots of languages.
可是雅典在那个时候还是蛮繁华的，然后很有文化的气息。
I probably shouldn't have said languages, but the Greek language is the primary language, and the Greeks pride themselves on the humanities, things like literature and art and sculpture.
希腊人他们非常以他们的这个人文学科为荣。就比如说一些文学，一些雕塑。
We get Aristotle and Plato were from Athens.
就比如说亚里士多德柏拉图都是在雅典。
The whole New Testament is written in the Greek language.
整个新约是用希腊文所写的。
So the Greeks prided themselves on things like philosophy and writing and oratory skill.
所以这个希腊人对他们这一方面的非常的骄傲，就像一些文学艺术，一些公共的演讲。
Yeah, for the Greeks, man is the pinnacle of creation. He is the highest form.
对希腊人来讲，这个人呢是这个地球上面最高最完美的一个生命形式。
Human thinking.
Okay,
yeah, philosophy.
人的这个哲学。
Yeah, this is in contrast with Jewish thinking. Jewish thinking does not hold man as the highest, but God is higher.
可是这个犹太人的思想观念并不是这样子，把人放得这么高。
So what does Paul do when he gets to Athens? Well, what would you do?
所以当保罗到了这个雅典，他该怎么做呢？如果是你，你会怎么做呢？
He walks around the city, takes a tour.
所以他就是到这个雅典城里头，他就到处走走。
And if you've ever seen the Greek architecture, it's just spectacular.
你如果看过这个希腊的这个建筑的话，你知道说那是非常壮观的。
By human standards.
就以人的标准来讲。
But what Paul sees, Paul sees that the city of Athens is filled with idols.
可是保罗所看到的是这个城市充满了偶像。
If you ever get a chance, would say take a trip here. It's quite interesting. I've actually been there. These are not my original photos, but these are some of the idols that are around in the city of Athens.
如果大家有机会的话，可以去那个地方看一看。这是现在打出来的，就是在那边的许多偶像。
Now Paul is a Jew. He knows the commandments.
保罗 他是犹太人，他知道神的诫命。
If God does not live in idols, in temples made by human hands, he's not in need of anything from man.
啊，他知道说这个创造宇宙天地的神，他并不住在人所造的殿宇里头。
Thou shalt have no gods before me. Thou shalt not make an idol and worship it.
啊，这个神说你不可以有别的神，你不可以制造偶像来敬拜。
So Paul is distressed. He sees all these idols, and it's, you know, he's not going to tell you, oh, Athens is such a beautiful place.
当保罗啊看到说这个雅典城有这么多的偶像，他心里忧伤。
If I went there, I'd probably want to tell you about, oh, it's so beautiful, and the buildings and the architecture. But Paul is looking at it with spiritual eyes.
啊。如果是我去的话，我会说哇，这个风景好漂亮，这个建筑好壮观。可是啊，在保罗他是用属灵的眼光来看。
It says in the Bible that man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart, and that's what Paul is doing.
在圣经里头也说啊，人是看外表，但是神是看我们的内心。
Now in Athens, Paul runs into two groups of philosophers. One is the Stoic, and the other is the Epicureans.
在雅典保罗遇到了两个这个你可以说哲学的团体，一个是伊比古罗，另外一个叫斯多亚。
And of course, Paul he's gone to the synagogue first, and he has tried to reason with the Jews using the scriptures.
我想。保罗他也在雅典的这个犹太人会堂里头去跟这些犹太人来讲解。
And Paul knows he is called to be the apostle not only to the Jews first, but to people like us, to the Gentiles.
可是保罗他也知道，他除了这个犹太人之外，他还有另外一个神的呼召，就是要他做外邦人的使徒。
So he begins to engage these people in conversation.
所以他就跟这些外邦人开始有一些对谈。
A little bit these days, like maybe trying to talk to a Democrat and a Republican.
就有点像现在我们要跟民主党员或者是共和党员来说话。
It's amazing when you don't have the Word of God as your foundation. It's amazing two people can look at the same thing and have totally different results.
如果没有神的话语当作基础的话，你会觉得很惊讶，就是两个人看同样的事情呢，竟然可以得出不同的结论。
So the Epicureans, they liked pleasure.
伊比古罗这个宗教团体呢，他们是喜欢享乐。
Now, who doesn't, of course, but the idea was the purpose of life. Life was something thatwas just by chance, and so their thinking was that the goal of life, just live a good life, have pleasure. That's the highest you can achieve.
谁不喜欢生活幸福呢？可是他们在这个学派的观念里头呢，就是一切事情都是随机的，所以为什么不就来享受这个幸福
？And the Epicureans also believed that when you die.That's it, nothing.
而且这个学派的人也是想说人死了之后就一切就结束了。
Now they did believe in the gods, but the gods were like remote. They were up there doing their own thing, not really interested in you know, people down on earth.
他们相信神灵，可是他们觉得这些神灵他并不关心，也不来在乎人的事情。
So since they believe everything happens by chance, death is the end of everything, and the gods don't really care.
所以他们是相信说一切是偶然的，而且对这个神他也不在乎。
Okay, therefore, enjoy life.Enjoy and try to have as little pain as you possibly can. Doesn't sound like a bad philosophy, right?
所以他们就说，那我们就享乐吧。
The Stoics, on the other hand, followed the man named Zeno.
所以斯多亚学派呢是一个另外一个对比，他的这个创始人叫做芝诺。
And they didn't think that just having physical pleasure was the purpose of life.
他们并不想，他们并不认为这个享乐是最人生最高的目的。
For the Stoic, the idea of the purpose in life was discipline, self-discipline.
对斯多亚学派的来讲，他们自我的约束是他们人生最大的一个目标。
Yeah, I can't control what happens in life, but I can control how I react to it.
我没有办法来控制我周围的环境，可是我可以控制我自己对这周围环境对我的影响。
So for the Stoics, and this is a term we still use today, right? To be Stoic is you show no pain, you show no emotion, you're sort of tough.
这个斯多亚这个字我们现在也还继续在用，就是我们好像不流露表情，不流露感情，我们是非常的稳定坚固的。
Okay, but the problem is that both groups, as Paul is speaking with them, they hold that when you die, that's it, no resurrection.
可是这两个学派的都是认为死了之后就是一切的都终结了。
And so they began to have these discussions with Paul, and he's talking about rising from the dead and the resurrection, and they're like, what are you talking about?
可是保罗他却传讲复活的事情，所以他们就来问保罗说：“你到底在讲些什么？”
So they take him up to let's show it here. They take him up to Mars Hill is the name.
所以他们就把他带到一个叫做雷神山的地方。
It's the Acropolis. It's where the Parthenon is.
其实这个是一个一个神庙在的地方。
Yeah, I showed you earlier, there's the statue inside of there. It's not there today. This was like 500 years before Paul was there. But up there was the statue of Athena. Athena was the goddess inside of the Parthenon temple.
在那个地方其实他们是在敬拜一个雅典娜女神，那里有一个神庙。
Athena is the goddess of rational thinking.
雅典娜是他们所相信的一个智慧的女神。
Intelligence.
她是聪明的，智慧的。
And this is what the Greeks prided themselves on. They were thinkers.
这是希腊人他们非常引以为傲的，因为他们觉得他们是一个思考，一个有智慧的人。
And they loved debate.
他们喜欢辩论。
So they say, let's get Paul up there and he can speak with all these intellectuals and we'll see what happens.
所以他们说我们把保罗带到这个雷神山这个地方让他来跟我们讲论。
And so Paul goes and he has opportunity to speak with this very special group called the Areopagus.
所以他就到了这个这个地方，保罗就有机会跟这些人来讲。
Okay, and this is why I have titled this sermon "Go Tell It on the Mountain." Paul is up on the—it's not really a mountain, but he's up here. I'm not sure which hill it is. One of these hills near the Parthenon, maybe here, is Mars Hill.
这是为什么我把我今天讲到的主题叫做到山顶上去传扬，因为保罗是。到这个雷神山上，我不确定是哪一座山丘。
So go tell it on the mountain. I want you to think about Paul doing that, and Paul tells us we should imitate him.
所以这个我们今天讲到的题目就是到山顶上去传扬。保罗他这么做，他也希望我们跟他学习。
So they. They considered themselves, oh, now when Paul speaks to the Areopagus, he speaks to them a little differently now than he speaks to the Jews. He can't just start quoting from the Hebrew scriptures, right?
当保罗在这个地方，他在想要 传讲福音的时候呢，当然他的做法就跟他在犹太会堂里头跟犹太人讲不太一样，因为这些外邦人他们并不了解圣经。
Yeah, if he took that approach with people who have no background in the Hebrew scripture, it wouldn't connect with them. They wouldn't know what he was talking about.
因为这些外邦人他们并不了解犹太人的圣经，所以保罗他并没有这样子跟他们引起这个谈话的关联。
So as he looked around, he found that there was an altar, and it said to an unknown god.
可是他从一个被标题做卫士之神的一个神祭与祭坛，他从这个地方开始。
So the Greeks, even though they had many gods, they knew they didn't really know all the gods, and so they had a special altar if there was a god they didn't know.
在希腊人，他们相信很多的神，可是他们也知道说，他们并不是所有的人都所有的神都知道，所以他们就建了一个祭坛，上面写上说我们不认识的神。
Paul says that's the God I'm going to tell you about.
所以保罗说，这就是我要跟你们所讲的那一位神。
Yeah. And he quotes to them using the Greek poets. Paul is literate in even the Greek writing.
因为保罗他是很有学问，所以他也引用了一些希腊诗人的一些话。
And he talks to them about God as the creator of the universe. They can relate to that idea.
他提到说，这个位神是创造宇宙天地的主。那希腊人对这个事情，他们可以接受。
So we want to see his approach to the Jews is a little different from his approach to the Greeks here.
所以他对犹太人讲道的方式，跟他对外邦人来讲解福音的方式是不太一样的。
Okay, so he changes his method, but the message does not change.
他方法虽然有一些不一样，可是他所传讲的讯息却是一样。
These people had never heard about Jesus.
这些人他们从来没有听过耶稣。
Paul told them.
保罗告诉他们。
Paul told them that the God who created the heavens and the earth, he doesn't live in a temple made by man.
保罗告诉他们，这个创造宇宙天地的主并不住在人手所造的殿里头。
And he told them that the God who is the creator has set a day that he is going to judge all men.
他也说，这位主已经设定好了时间，他要来审判世人。
And so he commands all men to repent.
所以他要所有的人都悔改。
And he proved that he will do this by raising Jesus from the dead.
他定义要这么做，而且他用将耶稣从死里复活当做一个凭证。
Yeah, now when he talked about resurrection from the dead, this was a difficult concept for the Greeks. Whether you were Stoic or Epicurean, rising from the dead was a very foreign idea to them.
对这两个宗教学这个哲学学派的人来讲，从死人复活是一件他们很难接受的事情。
Now, the next stop after this, in the next chapter, Paul is going to go to Corinth, and I want to read you something that he wrote while he's in Corinth, looking back at his experience at Mars Hill.
在《使徒行传》的下一章，保罗会到哥林多这个地方。那我现在要读一段保罗他对哥林多的教会所写。所写的一段文字，是他对这个雅典的这个事情的一个反思。
Paul writes this in Corinthians. He says, "Where is the wise person? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?"
他这么写，他说：“智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上辨识在哪里呢？”神岂不是叫这世上智慧变成愚拙吗？
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him. But God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe.
世人凭着自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当所愚拙的道理。 来拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧。
Paul says the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of man.
因为神的愚拙总比人智慧。
So the reaction by the intellectual Greeks in this Areopagus is a mixed reaction.
在这个地方这些所听到的一些这些聪明人呢，他们的反应是不一有各种不同的反应。
When they hear resurrection from the dead, some of them sneered. Ah.
当他们听到死人复活，有些人就笑他们。
Some of them said, "We would like to hear more."
那有些呢说，我们愿意再多听一些。
Some of them believed.
有些人就信了。
There was a guy named Dionysus. He was actually a member of that ruling intellectual group, and he became a believer.
有一个叫做 Dionysus 的人，他是这个公会里头的一个主要的人物，他也信了。
And ladies, there was a woman named Damaris. She also became a believer.
另外有一个妇人叫 Damaris， 他也相信了。
Okay, so here is the point of the sermon this morning. Faith comes by hearing.
所以我们今天的讯息就是信道是从听道而来。
So what I want us to think about is there are some things that we cannot do, but there are things that we can do.
所以我们要知道有些事情我们不能做，可是也有另外一些事情我们可以做的。
Okay, here's what we cannot do.
有些事情我们不能做的是什么呢？
You can't add anything to what Jesus has done.
我们不能做的就是加添这个耶稣已经做成的事情。
Okay, when Jesus breathed his last on the cross, he said, "It is finished."
当耶稣在十字架上，他吐出最后一口气之前，他说了一句，叫做“成了”。
Okay, that is his death on the cross. That's the means by which salvation is available.
他在十字架上面死，是让这个救恩能够成全。
You can't add anything to what Jesus did.
我们不能添加任何耶稣已经完成的事情。
But here's what you can do.
可是我们有些什么事情可以做呢？
And here's what God wants all of us to do if you're a believer.
这是神愿意我们这些信徒能够做的事情。
Imitate Paul.
我们要效法保罗。
Okay, have courage to speak to other people in love about your faith.
我们要像保罗一样，能够大胆的去传讲耶稣。我们用爱来传讲。
We're telling them about the grace and the mercy of God and His love for people.
我们要传讲神所给我们的恩典、怜悯跟慈爱。
So as you are faithful to do those things, you can be sure you have three types of responses, just like Paul did.
当我们这样做的时候，我们其实也要想到说，其实人的反应会有不同的。
When you share your faith, some people will sneer. They'll say, "Ah, I don't believe it."
也许有些人会取笑你，说我不相信。
Some people will doubt. They'll say, that's interesting. Maybe I need to hear more."
也许有的会说，哎，这挺有趣的，你能告诉我多一点。
And praise God, some will believe.
感谢主，有些人他们会相信。
So may God use us all to that purpose.
愿神使用我们在这个事情上面。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
May God give you boldness like Paul.
让求神给我们胆量，就像保罗一样。
Go tell it.To the world, tell it on the mountains.
到全世界去传扬，让我们到山岭上去传扬。
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督
has come into the world. He's born.
已经来到这地方，他今天降生。
He suffered and died so your sins could be forgiven.
他受痛苦，他死，让我们可以得到生命。
God raised him from the dead.
耶稣也从死里复活。
And one day he's coming back.
有一天，他还要再来。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.